This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on a Mad Wednesday special podcast edition. I am joined. It's Dean here, everyone. Hi. You should probably know that because if anyone's doing anything special, it's going to be me. Robbie's away for the month and I do all the podcasting anyway. And joining me in the studio is the fabulous Prozac. Hello, Prozac. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? I'm excited to be here.
Very good. Now, you've never been to Joy before, have you?
No. I had a vague idea of where it was. And funnily enough, a friend of mine saw the Beastie Girls coming out of here after an interview not too long ago and discovered that was Joy FM. And all this time, he'd just been thinking it was a beat.
I love that. You just keep seeing queer people come in and go out and you just assume.
Yeah, just that train of thought is really interesting to me.
Well, I mean, we both know that friend, so that's probably not a surprise, quite frankly. But if only I was that lucky, because then maybe I wouldn't be single. But I'm not that lucky. Oh, well. Now, you are, for want of a better term, amazing. You have a fabulous drag art form that you do in yourself that I've never seen anywhere else ever in the world, where you just make yourself and transform yourself into Prozac, and it's absolutely a wonder to see. How do you do that? How did that come about? What? Tell me something.
Oh, I mean, I remember getting into drag because, you know, as most people do, they see RuPaul's Drag Race and they're like, I want to do that. But I'd gone to local shows and then got introduced to the local scene apart from RuPaul's Drag Race and then started wanting to put together my own stuff. And initially it was inspired by a lot of like pop culture or at the time, a lot of Snapchat filters, things like that. And then I started segueing more into doing my own thing. And I never really consciously thought about what I wanted to look like. I just would experiment with things. And I just wanted something to be like bright and bold, which is the antithesis of my broody.
Here I am.
Black goth fantasy. Yeah. Just kept piling just stuff on stuff on stuff on stuff, particularly if it sparkled, and we got here.
And suddenly Prozac was born.
Yeah, not sponsored content from Lush, sadly, but that's the general idea.
So why the name Prozac?
Honestly, I had a lot of trouble settling on a name for ages.
Because I had that same problem. Like, it's like you don't want to change halfway through. Yeah. You know, some people do. You want something that identifies you, but is separate to who you are.
Exactly, and you don't want something that's a really obvious pun that, you know, there's six other drag performers in the world. You know,
we won't tell Lazy Susan.
Damn, the one from Tel Aviv is just shaking in her boots right now.
Well, every 5 minutes there seems to be someone coming out from America from finance or from the typing pool. It's like, it's been done.
Yeah, there was literally, I think, one at Austin Drag Fest recently that was, Rhonda from accounting or something like that, which was really just a bit too on the nose. And, I mean, we all know a sort of like an Anita vodka or Anita something is a go-to. I mean, I wanted something that wasn't, I did actually have a look to check that Prozac wasn't in use by anyone that I could obviously see on Instagram or YouTube or Google or whatever. But
it's funny when you start searching how easy it is to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I wanted something that was kind of gender neutral or just something that was a bit, it wasn't a person's name. I mean, being a female performer, I didn't want another female name for me. I was like, I've got a few of those. I'll be fine.
Not anymore.
I kind of wanted something that was just, I wanted the Madonna, I wanted the mononym, I wanted it to be one word. And then one day I was just honestly sitting in my house and I looked at my prescription and was like, you've been on Prozac for a really long time. It's like, that could be the one. And then I told myself I'd sit on it for about 3 weeks. And if at the end of it, I was like, yeah, that seems right. That seems like me. And it seems like a name I'd be comfortable introducing myself to people as. I knew it would be the one. And it stuck.
And Prozac was born.
Yeah. I mean, there are a few names every now and then where I'm like, oh, man, I wish I'd called myself that.
But you can't be Frock Hudson. I'm sorry. I've claimed it.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
Golly gee.
So you are going to be one of the life models in Gay Life Drawings Queersmas.
Yes.
which is happening on the 10th of December. Have you ever done any of the Gay Life Drawing events before?
No, I haven't. I've always I've always wanted to come down as an audience member, and I'm one of those people who's like, I can't draw, even though I know that drawing just takes practice.
Can I tell you though, there's a lot of people, some are experienced, some people rock up with their iPads and they've got their electric pens. Other people like me have no clue. We did one on the weekend in Dalesford. I was the model, and we had there were one of the people drawing was a drag performer and was like, well, I know how to paint my face, so how hard can it be? And actually did these amazing caricatures. So, you know how to use a brush, which means you know how to use your hands.
Yeah,
so
I've had people tell me that a lot.
I reckon you just dive in.
Yeah. I'll come with a little, you know, a paper plate and my finger.
So you've never actually attended. But, I mean, they've been going for over a year. They're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and some incredible talent and incredible themes.
It's suddenly, though, when you're the model, you're like, oh, wait, what am I going to wear? How exactly am I going to look?
I'm mostly just concerned, like, I'm going to forget how to stand or
well,
what to do with my
arms.
Well,
that's the hard part. So on the one on the weekend, I've taken photos at one, and I modeled the one on the weekend, and I was really tired after a bit of a big night. It was a daytime event, and I'd been running around like crazy.
Dean Arcuri, tired,
I know,
never.
Shocked. It's never happened. That should have been my drag name, Ty. Yeah.
You can get the Post Malone tattoos under your eyes later.
I know, right? And I was fine at the start because when it starts, there's like 2-minute sessions where you can just do simple poses, and then it builds and suddenly you've got a 10-minute session, a 15-minute session. And I'm one of those people that's like, I want to do something interesting. So I'm going to lean my leg against this wall and suddenly I'm stuck there.
I think that's going to be me.
The last half an hour was the funniest part because I was just so exhausted and I put myself in lying down positions and I kept falling asleep. And my head would fall down and I'd pick myself up. But no one acted like they'd seen it until after they were done, and then everyone was laughing at me. So everyone stayed really quiet. So for all I know, I was snoring.
Oh, everyone just knew that Dean needed a nap. They all just banded together to give you that moment.
But it's a lot for you to think of when you're like, all right, I have to hold a pose. I've got to make sure my form fits a lot of way. And when we think about the drag in which you do, like you really do create a shape with your wigs and everything, and a shape and a tone that it gives you, for someone drawing, it gives them a lot to play with. It's not just about your face as well. When you look at the silhouette that you create and the style that it has, it's going to give a drawer a lot. So have you thought about any poses or...
Honestly, not really. I might just get there and, you know, pop a little bit of a squat and stay down there. Maybe I'll take a nap. I don't know.
Squatting could be hard, though. It's just start with standing or go, I'll be the person sitting in a chair.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go to work the next day and I'll be like, oh, my legs are so sore. And they'll be like, oh, big leg day at the gym. And I'll be like, yeah, sure,
the gym.
Some of that. Yeah. the gym. I don't know. I mean, because I will have sort of a big shape to my silhouette, I'm not too concerned about doing anything too delicate. I just want to do something a bit crazy, a bit out there, particularly because my makeup is so intense, so the people in the front will have a good view of that. But
and
if you're
so
a little
the
bit
people in the
back,
quite frankly, you're gonna, like, come on, a bit of light comes on you. It's all you can see.
The people at the Coles down the street, yeah.
But it is pretty cool. You're going to be with some other artists as well. Justin Talika is going to be there, and yes. So are Philippe and Marlon. So there's four of you, and Hesnay isn't exactly, that stage isn't that big. So, yeah. I mean, I know it'll build up and they'll get to do different performers at a time and then all of you working together. But do you know anything about what you're going to be doing? Because I reckon you might be rocking up and JL's organised for you to be in a Christmas scene or you've got
I know I'm technically, I mean, I know I'm technically the ghost of Christmas Future, but that's kind of... you can interpret that as you wish.
I was wondering if you were going to be a character. I'm like, could we get a Rudolph Prozac?
I think I'll probably just basically end up being the tree skirt that everyone sits on with the size of that stage. With the silhouette, I'm like, tree skirt works.
But suddenly when you're doing drag in that kind of a scenario, I mean, they're used to drawing the models. They're used to drawing, you know, a naked guy's bums or whatever, or a naked woman or however you may identify. And they're used to that kind of silhouette. So drag, it becomes a whole different level. I found myself really intimidated. I was thinking, how will I paint my face? What will I do? How will I make myself look a certain way? What outfit will I wear? What shape will I have? Because all of these things then are going to be interpreted in a completely different way on the page.
Absolutely.
Am I freaking you out now that I've said all of these
things? No, I mean, I've been looking at the a lot of the art produced from the previous sessions, and it's just really interesting to see the way that everyone interprets it. And if they go in
it's really
with a lot of detail or a bit more simple, especially because the last one, the Queer People of Colour one for Iridescent Festival, that was an amazing lineup. And Cynthia or Spleen has incredibly detailed makeup. So it's really interesting to see the people we focused on the makeup versus sort of a general silhouette or the interaction with other people.
Yeah, because you never know what someone's going to pick up on. Yeah. And everyone takes them. And then you're right, that was one that was amazingly detailed and with amazing looks, and it was really strong and wonderful. But you never know what the artist is going to pick up, or even if they'll focus on you. I often find they end up just drawing a picture of the pretty naked guy sitting next to me, but I've just got to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see if anybody completely just omits my face.
Well, I feel like Justin's the one that has the hardest challenge. You know, being on a stage, there's going to be two naked guys, there's going to be you, and there's Justin, and Justin's amazing. And but when you know, I feel like there'll be the least amount of makeup or focus.
Yeah, I'll just stand in the back so there's a little bit of perspective.
If it was a dancing perspective, no one would be looking at anyone else but Justin.
Exactly,
but when it suddenly becomes, oh, we have to stand still and not move, it's going to change all of it.
Yeah, oh, I'm just going to be that classic guy on the red carpet who doesn't know what to do with his arms.
Well, some tips I'm going to give you. Okay, really, because my body was aching at the time and I didn't realize. So do some stretching beforehand.
Okay.
Absolutely do some stretching beforehand, because suddenly when you have to hold a 15-minute pose, and the one of the ones I did was me leaning on my side. And like 5 minutes in, my shoulder gave way and I was just sliding down.
Oh, as no.
You've really just got to think, all right,
and no
how
slippery
much time
fabrics
is it?
Then.
Well, it's the way to think, you know, even holding your hands on your hip, your shoulders are suddenly up. So just think of some positions, as long as you're comfortable. I made the mistake of going for a dare. Every time I'm going to do something more and it's fine. And then it's like 7 minutes to go. 7 minutes. How am I going to survive this?
I know. It's like sitting at like Harry Potter at the Cursed Child for 5 hours. That's fine. But then like standing with your hands on your hips, you're like, I need to go to the gym.
Of this. Exactly. But it is pretty exciting and you're going to be excited to do it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I love Christmas so much. When I was approached to do it, I think I basically just responded in all caps just shouting, I love Christmas.
Well, you can get yourselves along. There are still some tickets available to Gay Life Drawing Queersmas. It's happening at Hares and Hyenas on the Tuesday, the 10th of December, where you can get along and see Prozac. You can also see Justin Tillica and Draw and Philippe and Marlon. And every single month, the Gay Life Drawing events are going on, so you should absolutely join them on Facebook or Instagram, follow them and find out about what's happening, because they're really fantastic. They fill the venue and it's just a lot of different people, whether no matter what skill they have. I'm not a drawer, but I've gone to it and it's great. Whether you're really detailed, whether you're not, whether you want to experiment, whether you've got no skill at all, you can come and be in a safe queer space with people that respect each other within it, and you can also just explore what that art form means for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so much emphasis placed on queer spaces that involve alcohol and partying, and it's so nice to see the community come together for an event that really isn't based around that.
And I mean, a lot of people can be intimidated by the nudity, but it's really not. Like, it's just, there just happens to be a model standing there that, and different, it's what I love is there's always different body types,
exactly,
gender identities. It's so inclusive, and it's just really wonderful, the space that it creates for art on a lot of different levels and what that means, but also the space that it creates for community. So follow them, join them on Facebook. Don't also forget to follow Prozac. Yes, you can follow Prozac's page on Facebook, but the best thing to do would be to follow Prozac on Instagram or Twitter. @IHateProzac.
Yeah,
that's because that's what I do. Insta stories fill me with nothing but joy. So what have you got planned for Christmas, Prozac?
I think I'm going to have a quiet one this year. I'm not usually... The thing is, I love the pomp and just the over-the-top tackiness of Christmas and the tinsel and everything. But when it comes to the actual day, I like to keep it a lot more low-key. But I mean, I recently adopted a cat. I've now become a cat mom, so I'm actually looking forward to buying presents for my cat, who will be completely indifferent, but
you
I
also
know.
Understand the one thing you've got to think about where a cat's concerned is that your cat is going to open them before Christmas Day. So you can't bring them out until you're ready for them to be ripped to shreds.
Oh, yeah, and they'll be really thankful for, you know, the wrapping paper.
Well, this
box.
Is a brand new cat, so they're probably going to also attack the tree.
Yeah,
my friend's cat used to always just run up to their like ledge and then jump onto the tree, and they thought it was hilarious, but the cat really got trauma from the tree. So that's something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this special Mad Wednesday podcast, Prozac. Don't forget to follow Prozac @IHateProzac on Twitter, Instagram, or just Prozac on Facebook. Or why don't you grab your ticket to Gay Life During Queersmas? The details will be in the link to this bio, or you can just follow them on Facebook, Gay Life Drawing, or Instagram, or head to the Hares and Hyenas Facebook page or Hair Hole page to grab yourself a ticket. This has been Dean. This is Mad Wednesday. Stay fabulous.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.